This is a special presentation from the History Channel. The Road to the White House in 2008. What is in a name?
Thank you for joining us, and welcome. We will start our examination on what it takes to become the next president of the United States in 2008 with a look at the recent headlines. As candidates file the necessary paperwork to start raising money for a run, one name jumps out at us. Barack Hussein Obama. What's in a name? Well, the fact that his middle name is exactly the same as the man who was recently hung for the torture of his own people affect how Americans view his politics. Will his last name rhyming with Osama, the person most people blame for September 11th, have any bearing on what people do when they go to the polls? What's in a name? Let's let history answer this question. In 1869, the 15th Amendment guaranteed African-American males the right to vote. This wasn't good news for one candidate, not because he supported slavery or other racially sensitive issues. No, it was because his name was James Lynchy Lyncherson. This is one of many examples of how much importance voters put into a name. Do you think a man named Larry Adolf Hitler would have any semblance of a chance of winning a governor's race in the great state of Alabama? Surprisingly, he did. Hitler finished just percentage points behind Albert Breuer in the 1967 election. In the early 90s, a local firefighter turned hero after saving several people from a burning retirement home was the leader in all of the polls for a state Senate seat. But when Michael Hunt's campaign slogan, "Just Call Me Mike," was revealed as a way to connect to the common man, Hunt's popularity went down faster than a White House intern. Jonathan Richardson. A simple name, right? He was considered to be one of the leading candidates as the next mayor of Sacramento. Richardson was well known for his nonprofit work in the community, reaching out to underprivileged children. But his self-appointed nickname, the Kid Toucher, blew up in his face. Richardson only received an endorsement from the local chapter of NAMBLA. Candidates like Hugh Jass, Alcoholic, and Ivana Tinkle never had a chance. Will Obama's name affect him in the 08 election? You're damn right it will.
This has been a special presentation from the History Channel.